CFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. After a two-hour phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin and subsequent talks with the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and NATO leaders, President Trump says the two sides will immediately start negotiations toward a ceasefire and possibly an end to the war. Former CBS News Moscow Bureau Chief Beth Noble.
President Trump seems to be getting those two sides, Russia and Ukraine, to engage in a meaningful way for the first time since the war began.
The NTSB is now on site of the crash of a ship into the Brooklyn Bridge, which killed two young cadets. Federal accident investigator Brian Young.
Our recorders group, once getting aboard the vessel, will make a full assessment of any recording devices, and we will capture that information and retrieve it.
Vice President J.D. Vance is among those questioning the timing of former President Biden's cancer diagnosis.
We really do need to be honest about whether the former president was capable of doing the job.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Organizations that recruit and train ATV and UTV safety instructors and volunteer trail ambassadors could be eligible for funding from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. The DNR is offering support through a two-year program and will accept applications until the end of the month. To be eligible for the funding, the organizations must be registered with the Wisconsin Secretary of State's office as a non-stock organization and have an established board of directors with a majority of the members being part of an ATV-UTV club. The Wisconsin State Senate has approved legislation that would establish specialized courts to handle business-related lawsuits. The bill was approved along party lines, with Republicans voting in favor and Democrats voting against. State Senator Kelda Royce argued the proposal would allow wealthy residents to get their own hand-picked judges and speed up the legal process. Republican lawmakers say a pilot program that was terminated by the state Supreme Court last year pointed to the success of the business courts they're hoping to establish. Rehabilitation work is underway on a number of Barron County properties in an effort to upgrade 70 housing units across the area. Renovation projects are underway at buildings in Barron and Almena, with more planned for buildings in Turtle Lake, Prairie Farm, Dallas, and Haugen. A lack of housing has routinely been cited as an issue facing the workforce in the area, making it difficult for local organizations to recruit workers from other parts of the state. Barron County allocated $3.5 million of American Rescue Plan Act funding for the projects. Western Wisconsin residents traveling along the St. Croix River will now notice the absence of a locally famous boat. On Friday, City of Hudson officials announced that after nearly a year, the owner of a 54-foot yacht named Sweet Destiny has towed it away. The yacht had been beached on Beer Can Island since July, leading the Hudson City Council to pass a new ordinance to fine the owner of beached or abandoned boats in October. Facing additional fines this year, the owner of the yacht worked to patch it up enough to finally be towed away. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers host Baltimore.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it's the Brewers and the Orioles at AmFam Field tonight for the first of three games. Milwaukee with a 5-2 win over the Twins after losing four of their last five games. I asked Brewers pitcher Trevor McGill, on the 1-10, how badly did they need that win yesterday?
Probably out of 11 out of 10. We really needed that. The energy today and everything just looked and felt great from the first pitch.
Racing, 26-year-old Robert Schwartzman of Israel, becoming the first rookie to win the pole position at Indy since 1983.
I don't know what even to say. The car felt amazing. Coming here for my first oval race, I would never even expect myself to be in this position. It's unbelievable, honestly. Big thanks to everybody. Big thanks to the fans who came here, who were cheering for me. Big thanks to y'all.
Schwartzman clocked at 232.7 miles per hour. The Indy 500 coming up on Sunday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A wet pattern ahead, increasing clouds tonight, showers and thunderstorms developing, and a low in the mid-40s and breezy. Scattered showers for tomorrow, high only near 50 and staying windy. Still a few lingering showers Wednesday. A high in the low 50s. Currently 57 degrees.
Pat Kreitlow.
Coming up on Tuesday, Pat Kreitlow makes his victorious return to the big chair. We'll hear all about his vacation and cover the big stories from across the nation. Join us.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect to people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch The Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who appreciates a nice hot meal at a fair price, Pete Chwaba.
Who doesn't? Welcome back, folks. This is Nightlight. We are kicking off hour number two, act two, as I like to call it. If you're just joining us, oh, man, did you miss out on an hour of incredible radio, ladies and gentlemen. Our question of the night is, who is your favorite SNL cast member? Season 50, a historic season, just ended Saturday night, and... So that's what we're asking. We've had a lot of great answers. We still got some on the text line. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here.
Oh, I have a favorite moment on Saturday Night.
Oh, you can share that too.
Bruno Mars hosted and sang, and they did a skit with about Pandora, where Pandora was down, so he had to sing all the requests, and he was brilliant.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yes,
I like him too. He did a great Super Bowl show a few years ago.
Yeah.
His was one of the better ones, I thought. Yeah, he's really fun. He's got like a half Michael Jackson, half John Mayer. I don't know. Is he hip hop?
He's a blend of many things.
Conrad, what is Bruno Mars to you?
I would say he's more pop, I feel like.
He defies classification.
But he dances and stuff, right? Yeah. Like he does all that.
You know? He got his start playing like a little Elvis in Vegas in a Nick Cage movie.
What was the one where they jump out of the plane? The Elvises jump out of the plane with Sarah Jessica Parker?
Uh-huh, that's the one.
Oh, what was that called? That's a great movie. Honeymoon in Vegas.
Yeah.
That was a really fun movie.
I think that's the one. And he played the little Elvis.
I always forget about that movie. That was a really fun Nick Cage movie. Joe on the text says, he's in the 715, he says, Bill Hader.
Mm, all right. Oh, yeah.
Bill Hader's great.
Mm-hmm.
When he does Shepard Smith, very funny.
Oh, and the... yeah.
What is that?
The person at the desk on Weekend Update who has all the update, all the places where you need to go. When you're in New York City...
I don't think I know that.
You have to go to Gang Bang Shang-a-Lang. They have the best.
Kristen, can we say Gang Bang Shang-a-Lang on this show?
It's the name of a club in New York City.
What are you talking about? It's an actual place? Oh.
It is at the moment.
It's on
a great
snow.
Name. I would imagine there'd be a line around the door, maybe. Who knows? I don't know. But it is great to have you with us, folks. Kristen Lyerly is here. Steve Seagren coming up at 7:35. You got our question. Let us know what you're thinking. It's always more fun when you guys participate. We'll read some stream comments soon. We're going to give Kristen a quiz.
I'm ready.
About Northeast Wisconsin. She is kind of, you spent your whole life here mostly, right?
Well, I mean, I grew up here and then I went to the University of Minnesota for college.
Okay.
And then I was in Georgia and kind of all over the place.
What's in Georgia?
The University of Georgia. I did an exchange program there. I'm a dog.
Wait a minute.
Sick'em.
I always think of an exchange program as like foreign exchange. We have exchange programs within our
Georgia?
Own state. I was like, the one by Russia or what? What?
No.
Hey, let's talk about, you just came from a conference, an OBGYN conference.
Our big national OBGYN conference.
What's that like?
Minneapolis.
I mean, I honestly, do OBGYNs get crazy when they all get together, or do they swap horror stories? Or you wouldn't believe this one woman. You know, like, is it inside stuff?
It's not what you think it would be, but it definitely defies boundaries. What do I think it would be?
Conrad, what comes to your mind when you think OBGYN conference? You guys
fun.
Sit in stirrups and like shout and like pass drinks around. Like, how does that work?
Yeah, no.
What would we think it is, or what is it? How much fun do you have there?
Well, I'll give you an example. So it's a big meeting. There are 63,000 OBGYNs who are part of this organization.
Oh my gosh.
So they don't all come to the conference.
Yeah.
But it's a big, like the whole convention center is full. So they've got all these vendors all over the place, and they're, you know, telling us about their cool stuff. And one of my favorite things, this wasn't this year, but at a past meeting, they had a lube bar, because there are lots of different kinds of personal lubricants that you can use.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So they had a lube bar, so you could go sample lubes.
Okay.
And then in the middle of the lube bar, they had a giant vulva made of roses.
Oh, that's pretty.
Those are my people.
Wow. That's very celebrating the whole process, kind of.
Well, yeah, that's our process.
It's giving birth. It's a big deal. Was there, like, when it came to the lubes, was there like a jar of Crisco on one end?
Mm-mm, just
in, not if you're in a pinch?
No. If you're in a pinch, go like almond oil. In a real pinch, you could do olive oil.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
Yeah. I recommend a water-based lube, though, if you're actually going to buy one.
But when you say lube, and I have to be careful how I choose my words here, but what do you need that to give birth, the woman?
No, it's for sex. Well, you could use it for giving birth. Most people don't. You know, sometimes you need a little extra, you know, slipperiness.
Okay, so, but you're an OBGYN.
Mm-hmm.
What gives you the right to tell me how to have sex? No, I'm just kidding. Like, so that's, I just thought that was for like an appointment you use lube or something. I didn't realize it was strictly sexually based or something like that.
We actually use different lube in the office. We always put it on the speculum, which is the instrument that we put inside the vagina so that we can see inside. So that's a different kind of lube because it can't handle friction.
Oh,
you need something really slippery if you're using it for sex. And you also have to be careful because you don't want, if you're using a toy that is silicone based, you don't want to use a lube that is silicone based, which is why I recommend generally a water-based lube.
Are you writing this down, Conrad?
Conrad cannot speak right now.
Is he blushing? I think he's smitten. So you're saying for sex, or let me ask you this, should I use an avocado oil because it's healthier than an olive oil when I have sex?
Avocado oil is one that I've not recommended in the past.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm totally kidding, obviously. Like, you eat avocado oil, right?
You eat olive oil and you could use that.
Yeah. Wow. Is that just like, is that like an impulse?
I mean, you can eat what you want, Pete.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, if you have, is that something like you forget? Oh, honey, I forgot to get lube at the store. Do we have any olive oil?
You could do that.
Yeah.
Sure. So,
but that's, people wouldn't like try to use, they wouldn't consciously choose to use olive oil, would they?
Sure.
Oh, really?
Some people are very sensitive to artificial products.
Ah.
So they want to use something that's very natural. Coconut oil, coconut milk, coconut, you know, the coconut.
Yeah, the paste. It's like it's a weird, yeah.
We're like pawing into the coconut paste right now.
I'm almost ready, honey. All right. So, well, I mean, as long as we're on the topic and this is Nightlight, we are on later. I've been told we can push the envelope a little bit, but is there a good lubricant that's non-food related that people could use?
Yeah, there's slippery stuff. Yeah. There's,
but I mean, can you name, like, what is it? Is this like Astroglide stuff or what is that? Okay.
I'm so proud of you.
Well,
good job.
Thank you.
That's a good one.
It's a very proud moment for me on the show. Just told everyone what kind of it's an impulse buy. Like we talked about last year in the aisles. Well, you never know. Could happen. I'll take this, you know.
You never know.
Yeah. You got to have some ready.
Well, you're standing there and you're looking at all the different options and you're like, I don't know. Well,
yeah. Where do I start
to choose from?
Right.
You know, pick one.
So this was all at the conference. This was all at the conference. Where Conrad's pointing at something.
this is all stuff that's at the conference. Like, they have lubes out. Like, I would think you guys would already know about all that stuff. So what's with the presentation?
Well, there are different kinds, and we know about some of them, but it's nice to learn about new things.
Yeah.
They've got vibrators. They've got soothies, like ice packs for women who are breastfeeding.
Oh.
So you put them in your bra, sure, and they make your breast feel more comfortable, or your bottom. They have them for that too.
Yeah.
And then they had cool stuff like AI in medicine and how you can use AI to be more efficient and more accurate when you're doing your documentation with your patients.
Okay. Oh, gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. I thought you meant for like dating purposes. I don't think I would ever date an AI.
That's a whole other thing.
I know.
Using AI to pick your partner.
Oh,
or
really?
Date.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
going to be huge. I think that's going to be the wave of the future.
I'm worried about that.
Me too, because it's strange. We have a texter that says wants to get in on this conversation, and thank goodness. Brian from Milwaukee says, was trying to enjoy a nice big bowl of popcorn during your entertainment show until lube came into play.
Don't put it on your popcorn, Brian.
He says, or playing with lube. He changed the way he said that. And I got what you did there, Brian. Thank you. So, all right.
Although you can also pop your popcorn in olive oil if you want to. Generally not recommended, though.
I've heard popping one's popcorn could be seen as an aphrodisiac. Does that happen? People just hear that popcorn in the microwave and all of a sudden, next thing you know.
I feel like we're learning a lot about you right now, Pete.
I don't know what happened. I started popping popcorn. Next thing you know, I'm throwing myself at the screen door. What is happening? No, I give out. I make jokes, but I do not divulge 1 ounce of personal information on this show. Right, Conrad? You don't even think you know me, do you?
I thought I did, but I don't know what's going to come out of your mouth every show, you know?
Schwabe is just his showbiz name.
I got a new,
exactly.
I got a new promo every time in the show, from something new that I learned from him.
You're going to pull a whole library from this show. Whenever Kristen's here, something's going on. All right, so we have as much as I'd like to talk about my habits, I would like to give Dr. Kristen Lyerly a quiz about Northeast Wisconsin. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right, Conrad, you got the sound effects ready? Oh, look at that. That gets me aroused for some reason. I don't even know what.
Does it?
Isn't that weird? Like, maybe I have a game show fetish.
Maybe you do. Wow.
All right.
Wink Martindale. Ciao.
A nice pull. Wink Martindale. And a triple. All right. Dr. Kristen Lyerly, host of the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show. She's all about the medicine and the community, and it's great. If you have not checked out the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show, check it out here on WISS mm-hmm. on Saturdays, correct?
Saturday and Sunday at 3:00, and of course, the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media app, which everyone, I think all of our listeners probably have that by now, don't you think, Conrad?
I hope so.
Yeah. I love it's the a great Civic app. Media app.
Very easy to use. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I say that every night, but it's true. All right, so here are our Northeast Wisconsin questions for our guest in studio, Dr. Mm-hmm. Kristen Lyerly. All right, what is the oldest city in Wisconsin? That's not Northeast Wisconsin. That's like the whole state. We can't expect her to know this kind of stuff.
It's Green Bay.
She went to medical school. That doesn't mean she...
Oh. She got it right.
I do have multiple choices.
Wait, is it really? Is that the right answer?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, hit that thing again, Conrad.
You know, Milwaukee just used to be little. Like, Racine used to be bigger than Milwaukee.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I don't like that one bit. Mm-hmm. What kind of monkey business that is. All right. Number two, what was originally the name of Green Bay? Was it A, the Bay City?
I think it was the Bay of Stinking Waters.
Get out of here.
And I'm from Kakana. I know Stinking Waters.
It's actually...
The French translation?
Yes. So that's... Yeah. I don't know how to say that in French, but that's what it means.
La Baie de
Pew. Yes.
La Baie de Eau Toilet Water.
La Baie de Pew.
All right. She's 2 for 2.
Mm-hmm.
You're crushing it. Number three. What river runs through Green Bay? A, the Milwaukee. B, the Marinette. C, the Fox River. D, the Peach Cobbler River.
That'd be the Fox.
Yes. Mm-hmm. 3 for 3. Do you know what Peach mm-hmm. Cobbler refers to?
No.
That's what a girl in college thought my name was.
Oh.
So it's like a running joke we have here. We're trying to get them to put a gelato flavor next door. All right. So now you know.
That.
Number four. What French explorer discovered Green Bay? Was it A, Jean Nicolet?
Nicolet?
Very American. B, Curly Lambeau. C, Sir Peachwaba III. No relation. Mm. D, Conrad the Great Krieger. Can you tell who wrote these questions?
Yeah, C and D are great options.
Yeah.
B, he's a Walloon Belgian. So I'm going to go with A, Jean Nicolet.
I am really in over my I can't believe how you broke that down. That was really impressive.
I had a process of elimination.
That was really, really. What's your IQ?
It's at least 100.
I don't want to ask you. I don't want to ask you a personal question. How much do you make a year? Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here. We'll have more with Kristen. She's going to finish our quiz right after this. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The announcement by Republicans that they are removing 612 items from Governor Evers' proposed budget. Free school breakfast and lunches, extra money for PFAS monitoring. We've only scratched the surface of some 600 ideas investing in education, protecting consumers, and every one of those things is going to be taken out this week when Republicans meet to form their own budget.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You are getting two hosts for the price of one, folks. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba, and joining me is my fellow Civic Media host and host here on WGBW and WISS of the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show, Dr. Kristen Lyerly.
Hey-ho.
Hey-ho. You're staying for the whole hour. This is so great. And you can stay as long as you want. My buddy Steve is on, and I said, I kind of sold this show like this is the first time you and Steve have ever been on the same show.
Oh.
It's the first, right?
Yeah.
Conrad? We're making Nightlight history yet again.
I think we do. We make history every night.
Just about every night. Yeah. That was the first time we've ever talked about lubricants.
Yes.
With any degree of, yep. We did kind of a deep dive there.
Tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't even change my own oil, so I wouldn't know anything. All right. Dr. Lyerly is in the middle of taking our quiz, our Northeast Wisconsin quiz. She is 5 for 5, correct?
4 for 4.
No, we did.
We didn't do 5.
Yes. Yeah, 4 for 4.
Wait, where's the stinky? Oh, you use stinking water.
No, it was, so we just did the Fox River one.
Okay. No, we did the French, French Explorer.
The stinking water thing is
in there twice.
Tripping you up.
That's why I was, okay. All right, so she's 4 for 4.
Uh-huh.
All right, yep. Is she ready?
She's oh, yeah. Ready.
You got the dinger ready?
Yep.
Number 5, besides Tinseltown, what is another nickname? Nick is capped there. So.
I was typing fast, all right?
Well, besides Titletown, what is another nickname for Green Bay? A, stinking water city. B, the toilet paper capital of the world. C, the drunkest city on earth. D, the brat capital of the Midwest.
Isn't Madison, Sheboygan, the brat capital of the Midwest?
I don't know, but I...
The drunkest city
four
in
of those
the
seem
country
like they could be.
Is Green Bay.
Is that true?
Yes.
I know it's in Wisconsin. I didn't know it was actually Green Bay.
Well, that's like 2017 data.
We've really gotten it together since
then. I think like 8 of the 10 drunkest cities are in Wisconsin.
And if you notice, when you look at those studies, they put two cities together sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like La Crosse, Amro. It's like, yeah, wait, actually, Amro. We have like 16 of the top 10, you know. All right.
Okay,
so,
wait. I have to tell you a funny story.
Oh,
and
please.
It's related to the answer.
Okay.
My mom used to work at Paper Converting and in Ashwaubenon. And this is a company that makes like machines that convert paper into toilet paper. And they would test the machines out and then they'd get to take home like the flawed products.
Oh, nice.
So she would come home with giant garbage bags full of toilet paper, which we thought was normal. And when I was in college, I would just take it to my friends and I'd be like the toilet paper fairy. So, of course, we are the toilet paper capital of the world.
Wow. Another way to decipher the ant. You talked yourself into that one
with your
own personal experience. That's
impressive. You know why else? Because in Green Bay, we were the first to figure out how to make toilet paper without splinters.
Oh, dear.
That is true story.
Wow.
I know. We're back to lube.
Of course. That's incredible. Wow. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Kristen Lyerly is 5 for 5.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen. And, Annie from Watertown, she's in the 920. She says, when is the doctor's show on? Caps all in when? Listen, Annie, I don't like your attitude one bit, but we did say her show is on Saturday and Sunday at 3 p.m. here on WGBW and WISS, correct?
Yes, yeah. And wherever you get your podcasts.
And wherever you get your podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Kristen Lyerly is 5 for 5. Here are some Oshkosh questions.
This one's going to be harder
for category.
Me. Yeah, I'm not super good on Oshkosh.
Not so big for your britches now, are you? Okay.
Yeah.
What is Oshkosh's nickname? A, Oshmagosh. B, Sawdust City. C, EAA Village. Or D, Winnebago Town.
It could be all of these things. My sister actually lives in Amro. She went to Oshkosh. I'm going to go with Oshmagosh because I like how it sounds and it feels good coming out of my mouth.
It is not.
Oh!
What is it?
Do you have a...
It is Sawdust City.
I thought that was a city up in northwest Wisconsin. I really didn't think that was it either. Mm-hmm. Did you have a buzzer?
It suddenly disappeared.
Okay. We don't want to do it. We like to make our guests feel well.
It's mean.
True.
Yeah.
This next one feels like a trick question.
What famous clothing manufacturer is Oshkosh home to? A, Levi, B, Nike, C, Oshkosh Bagosh, or D, Wrangler Jeans?
I'm going to go with C, Oshkosh Bagosh.
It is.
5 for 6, crushing it. Number 3, free one. Has she really earned a free one? I mean,
yes.
I know she's doing well.
All right. Yeah.
Conrad's...
I'm weak on Oshkosh. I need a free one.
All right. What is your favorite event that Oshkosh hosts?
Everybody loves the EAA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see what Conrad's other... Oh, there are no... You didn't even put multiple guests under that.
No, that's just whatever she wanted.
Okay.
It's a free.
It's a free.
All right. She could have said lube capital of the world. Number 4. How did Oshkosh get its name? A, famous architect by the name of Frank Oshkosh. B, explorer Webster Stanley. C, Chief Oshkosh. D, an 1890 tourist said, oh my gosh, this is so Osh. Osh was the name of his friend.
I want it to be D, but the answer is C.
Chief Oshkosh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, interesting.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you come up with Webster Stanley?
That is the guy who found it, the explorer.
My wife's student taught at a school called Webster Stanley in Oshkosh.
Okay.
That's why I thought maybe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it was named after the guy who founded Oshkosh.
But Chief Oshkosh.
No, it was Chief Oshkosh who it was named after.
Yeah. Who was a terrible teacher, I might add.
I don't know.
He probably knew his stuff. All right. Let's try to get another one in here. What is UW Oshkosh's team name? I know this one. B, the Bagoshes.
It should be the Bagoshes.
I agree. B, Winnebago Waters. C, the Sawmills. D, the Titans.
The Titans. Remember them.
We are the Titans, the mighty, mighty Titans.
Ooh.
You did really well. We're going to save the Appleton questions for next time, I think, because
I'm reading them.
This has just been really emasculating.
The wealthy businessman Conrad Appleton Kerr.
We didn't even get to your documentary or your... The Instagram people you like, the magicians.
You're going to have me back.
Are you going to see Mission Impossible this weekend?
Mm, I'm not a big Tom Cruise fan. Oh.
All right, we're done here. Thank you. Lube or no lube, this interview is over.
His teeth don't line up.
Oh, nice, Kristen. Really? All right, we got to go. Stick around if you want. But Kristen Lyerly, ladies and gentlemen, golf clap. Great stuff. Listen to the Dr. Pete. Kristen Lyerly show. We are coming right back after the news. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight. Put it in the ground where the flowers... You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. After a two-hour phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin and subsequent talks with the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and NATO leaders, President Trump says the two sides will immediately start negotiations toward a ceasefire and possibly an end to the war. Former CBS News Moscow Bureau Chief Beth Noble.
President Trump seems to be getting those two sides, Russia and Ukraine, to engage in a meaningful way for the first time since the war began.
The NTSB is now on site of the crash of a ship into the Brooklyn Bridge, which killed two young cadets. Federal accident investigator Brian Young.
Our recorders group, once getting aboard the vessel, will make a full assessment of any recording devices, and we will capture that information and retrieve it.
Vice President J.D. Vance is among those questioning the timing of former President Biden's cancer diagnosis.
We really do need to be honest about whether the former president was capable of doing the job.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
The Brewers host Baltimore.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
Baseball, it's the Brewers and the Orioles at AmFam Field tonight for the first of three games. Milwaukee with a 5-2 win over the Twins after losing four of their last five games. I asked Brewers pitcher Trevor McGill, on the 1-10, how badly did they need that win yesterday?
Probably out of 11, 11 out of 10. We really needed that. The energy today and everything just looked and felt great from the first pitch.
Racing, 26-year-old Robert Schwartzman of Israel, becoming the first rookie to win the pole position at Indy since 1983.
I don't know what even to say. The car felt amazing. Coming here for my first oval race, I would never even expect myself to be in this position. It's unbelievable, honestly. Big thanks to everybody. Big thanks to the fans who came here, who were cheering for me. Big thanks to y'all.
Schwartzman clocked at 232.7 miles per hour. The Indy 500 coming up on Sunday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Jennifer Lawrence is the last true movie star, according to Sean Penn. The actor discussed numerous celebrities on the Louis Theroux podcast recently, and as usual, spoke his mind. The Fast Times at Ridgemont High star said he felt the movie star manufacturer stopped working right after Lawrence. That's a lot of pressure on Lawrence. Penn also had effusive praise for Tom Cruise, calling him an extraordinary craftsman and an actor who pursues excellence on such a high level. Penn also talked about how impressed he was with the fact that Cruise does his own stunts and called him, in addition to being a remarkable actor, probably the best stuntman in Hollywood. Penn did say there were many young great actors out there, and when asked if Timothy Chalamet was one of them, said he hadn't seen any of the A Complete Unknown stars films. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A wet pattern ahead, increasing clouds tonight, showers and thunderstorms developing, and a low in the mid-40s and breezy. Scattered showers for tomorrow, high only near 50 and staying windy. Still a few lingering showers Wednesday. A high in the low 50s. Currently 57 degrees.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect with people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch The Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters, Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will review all things Wisconsin with Pat Kreitlow and then Missy Hughes. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation going to talk about Wisconsin business and tariffs.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Welcome back. Dr. Kristen Lyerly showed up dancing, and she exited the studio dancing.
That's how you do it.
But let me ask you this. If you were giving birth and the doctor kind of did one of these into the delivery room, would that put you at ease?
I think that would make me excited about
getting
this baby out.
She knows what she's doing. All right. Thank you very much to Dr. Kristen Lyerly for being in the studio tonight. I learned more about lubricants than I ever thought. I didn't know I had that much to learn, to be honest with you. But we got through it. So always fun when Kristen Lyerly is here. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very excited to welcome my next guest. He is a very good friend of mine, an accomplished artist. I shouldn't even like this guy because he's like good at everything. He was a great comedian. He's a great actor. And now he's selling paintings like it's going out of style. My friend, Mr. Steve Segrin. Steve, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
How are you?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
I'm good.
You got
the... You can hear me?
Yeah. Are you just doing that?
Did I miss the lube talk?
You missed... It's all available on the podcast, buddy. You'll learn a lot. I certainly learned a lot. I didn't know what was going on there for a while, but it was all medical talk. that's how you could... And I just told Dr. Lyerly that. I said, if I bring up lube, it's like this pervy weirdo, but she's a doctor, so she can bring up anything.
Yeah, so you can talk about anything with a doctor that won't sound pervy, right?
So I got to slip her notes. Okay. Hey, bring up this disgusting topic so I can...
Yeah.
Steve, how's it going? It's good to see you, buddy.
It's going good.
Yeah.
It's exciting. I'm on your show. It's the third time.
Yes.
Third time I've been on your show.
And every time... every time you're on the show, you have all these new paintings. I cannot believe how hard you work at this.
I got nothing else to do.
Well, that may be. But other people rob banks. You say, no, I'm going to paint.
No, I will not rob a bank today. Right. Today I will not rob a bank.
Correct. But how long? The website, folks, is paintingsbystevesegrin.com. Segrin is spelled S-E-A-G-R-E-N. Paintingsbystevesegrin.com. And I'm really amazed. It's like if you'd worked this hard on writing new jokes when you're a comedian, you probably would have. No, I'm not the guy to say that because I shouldn't talk. But how you're very prolific at this. I know you love it, but how long do each of these take to do typically, Steve?
It depends. You know, I finished a new one last week. And then I started a new one the next day, and then I just finished that today. So I guess about a week, sometimes a little more. It depends. I always get to a point like midway through where I absolutely hate it.
Really?
I hate what I'm doing. I want to paint over it and throw it out, but I plug through, and it ends up okay. But, yeah, every painting is like torture.
So what – all right, so you've been doing this a while now, and you paint – you live in Southern California, and you paint Southern California.
Yeah.
I'm always kind of like when I lived in LA, I loved like Midwest portraits around my house. And now that I'm in the Midwest, I like California stuff to remind me of my year. It's really strange, but you have all these great paintings of LA and Southern California. What was it that inspired you to do these?
Just, you know what? I think it's just because I'm around here, you know, so just painting what's around me, you know, but also, and this may sound weird, but I like the light here. I remember when I used to come here when I was a kid, because my family was originally from here.
Oh.
And we would visit, we'd, you know, fly out to visit for Christmas or whatever. And I remember and everything looked different. The colors looked different than in the Midwest, you know?
Yeah.
And I that's why I kind of like painting Los Angeles or Southern California, just because the light is so cool. If you look at like, not to get too deep in the weeds in it, but if you look at like a painting like by Andrew Wyeth, you know, he's about light too, and the light there on the East Coast or Pennsylvania is a lot colder. You know, it's more of a earthy light than it is here in Los Angeles. I don't know if that makes any sense. If you compare my painting to a Wyeth, you'll think, "Oh, Wyeth is much better," but you can see the difference in light. So,
I don't like his paintings at all, but he makes a good point about light. No. No, I do totally know what you're saying, because like LA sunsets have this weird kind of orange later in the day. They're lit very strange. And I didn't understand. There was a place I used to go hiking called Fryman Canyon, and we went almost every day. And I never understood the phrase purple mountains majesty until I saw the sun on the mountains. I'm like, oh my God, they are purple. It's such a strange light pattern. Yeah.
You're right about, yeah.
Yeah, so can we, Conrad, let's put a painting up. If you're watching on the stream, folks, we've got some of Steve's work we're going to showcase here. This is an audio medium, so I won't talk too much about the painting itself, but you got to check out Steve's stuff. It's just great. If you like a nice painting that's going to remind you of a warm day at the beach or a sunny day, these are just phenomenal paintings. How much do they typically go for, Steve?
It depends if I like you or not. about 1,000, 1,200. Depends. Like sometimes if it's in a gallery, I got to charge more because they want a commission. And some of the galleries want a lot, you know, like 40%. So I got to jack up the price a little bit. But if you buy it off the website, it's, you know, like, I think 1,200 is the most expensive one.
How much would it cost a family of four to buy one of these paintings? No, if you, so is that framed and everything? Cause framing is a big deal too.
Nah.
I
don't, frame is too expensive for me, but everything's expensive. Like the canvas alone is like 50 or 60 bucks. So, that's why it's high. But the frames, I was framing it for a while, framing things for a while, but it gets really expensive and it's harder to ship with the frame. I got to pay more. So, now I don't frame them.
It's kind of a hassle too, isn't it? I mean, for you,
it's a total hassle. Yeah. It is. Yes.
You just want to paint and it's like,
yeah, yeah.
All right.
I got to frame it.
Suppose you want this frame too, Your Majesty.
Yeah.
Can we put one of Steve's paintings up on the stream? Oh, that's a great one. Can you see that, Steve?
Yeah.
All right, so that's that's
a
like a father and his daughter in the water waiting. For those of you who can't see the stream, beautiful water.
Yeah, he's about to drown his daughter. No, not really. I don't know why.
Well, the price on that one just went down quite a bit. can't give this thing away. Yeah. All right, so here's one. I love when you do this stuff, Steve, because. You know, I love when there are people in paintings, but also when you just capture, like, this is part of a fence and some electrical wires or phone wires and clouds.
Yeah.
And there's something about it that's so real and just, I don't know, talk about that painting we're looking at.
That is behind my building. And I've painted a bunch of pictures of that fence in particular, but I I work from photographs. I take a bunch of pictures and I look at the photographs and decide what I want and crop it a certain way and everything. But the power lines were in everything because there's all these, you know, behind us, there's like some kind of like box on the telephone pole and all these wires are coming out. They're everywhere. Huh. And it's easy to ignore them. You know, they're around all the time. You kind of don't see them. And I thought this time I would just put them in. That's actually what I like about this is the wires kind of dividing the painting in half.
Yeah.
But I painted behind my building, I painted a bunch of stuff with that particular fence. So, yeah.
I have to
and I like the sky in it, too.
Yeah. My guest is Steve Segrin. He is an artist and an actor and a comedian, former comedian. You can see his paintings at Paintings by Steve Segrin, SEAGREN.com. Great stuff. Steve, you have I might have asked you about this last time. It's called The Potted Plant of Montecito.
And I sold that one. Yeah.
Did you really? That has all these bricks, which are different colors. How intensive and tedious is that, is painting something like that?
Oh man, that was a pain in the ass. That was one, a good example where I got about halfway through and I'm like, what the hell am I doing?
Yeah.
You know, because I had to mix, different colors and, you know, put them all, each brick is a different color and it just took forever. But,
so great.
Yeah. I sold out. Yeah.
You sold a lot, you know, of funny. These, dude.
I had one guy, one collector who, you know, Kirby Pope. Remember Kirby?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I love Kirby.
Yeah, he bought like 20 paintings.
What?
He's went crazy, bought a bunch of them. Yeah.
How much do you make a year, and Steve?
I'm not going to say that on the air.
I'm totally kidding. This is fantastic, though. I love that. Like Leo Benvenuti is another guy we knew from comedy, but he's doing paintings too and selling stuff. You guys, I'm kind of in awe of you guys. I couldn't get hired at the dollar store.
Thanks.
Steve, I want to let people know that Steve is also an actor. The movie I made that comes up periodically on this show, but we haven't talked about it for a while. Thank God. The Godfather of Green Bay. Steve was in that movie. He's very funny. And we got a text, Steve, on the stream that says, this is from Kurt Krause, who was an extra in the film at like 18. He says, super excited Steve Segrin is on the show. I just DM'd you a BTS photo from The Godfather of Green Bay. Steve and co-cast were absolutely hilarious on set, on screens, and on our breaks behind the bar. That is one of the things. I love that Kurt sent that because we had so much fun after we were done because we shot in a bar and everybody just hung out. And you were like actually bartending, even though you played a bartender in the movie. It was so much fun. Thank you, Kurt, for the text.
Yeah.
That's so great. Steve, do you have a favorite SNL cast member?
No, I haven't watched SNL in a long time. But you know what one, the two sketches that always made me laugh, the Californians.
Oh yeah. That's sketch from years ago.
That always makes me laugh. And the, I don't know who the guy is, but what's up with that? What's up with that? What's up with that? It's like a talk show, but anytime anybody asks somebody a question, every time they start to answer, he'll start singing. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I never.
Keenan
Thompson. Keenan Thompson, yeah.
Okay, yeah, it's hilarious.
Very funny guy. He's the longest running cast member in the history of the show.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, he's very funny. He's very funny. But that particular thing, what's up with that? They got a running joke. They'll have, guests on, you know, and it's always the third guest is always, it just went blank from Fleetwood Mac. What's his name?
From Mick Fleetwood? Lindsey Buckingham.
No, that's it.
Yeah.
Lindsey Buckingham. Yes.
Oh, nice.
It'll have, you know, like so-and-so, and Lindsey Buckingham. Every time. It's always Lindsey Buckingham. So. Very funny.
We have, we probably talked about this in the past too, but the film Manhunter, you and I are both big fans. I did this classic movie pick that I did. I shared that with you because I knew you liked the movie so much. Mike Schmidt.
That was good. Yeah.
Yeah. Our mutual friend, Mike Schmidt, says William Peterson uses and says the word pal cooler than anybody in the entertainment business. I was like,
well, I never noticed, but I'll take Mike's word for that.
But you will now. It's so great. Steve Segrin is my guest, folks. We'll have a couple minutes with Steve after a very short break here. Steady Eddie from the 608 says, Pete, I go all the way back to the beginning watching SNL for 50 years. Who is my favorite Saturday Night Live cast member? I would probably pick Dana Carvey as the church lady. Well, Steady Eddie isn't that special. That's my bad, Dana Carvey. Yeah. He says, in today's cast, James Austin Johnson being Donald J. Trump makes me laugh a lot. And, of course, jokes involving DJT write themselves. Right you are, Steady Eddie. Thank you for the text, buddy. We're coming right back with more Steve Segrin after this on Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most.
From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare the people he sees without any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The announcement by Republicans that they are removing 612 items from Governor Evers' proposed budget. Free school breakfast and lunches, extra money for PFAS monitoring. We've only scratched the surface of some 600 ideas investing in education, protecting consumers, and every one of those things is going to be taken out this week when Republicans meet to form their own budget.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwab. Tomorrow night on the show, owner of Appleton Cigar, Norm Kopeski, will be here, a proud sponsor of Nightlight with Pete Schwab. He's going to talk about a big event called Smoke on the Fox that's coming out, or that'll be, I think, June 2nd. And then comedian Rob Brackenridge will be here in the studio. Always fun when Rob drops by. Steve, do you know Rob Brackenridge?
Yes, I do.
Great guy.
Yes, I do. Worked with him many times at the Skyline in Appleton.
He was out, I think, the first time I met him, I think, was in L.A. when he lived out there. And he's been back here for years now. And he's, and I'm going to talk about this with him tomorrow. He is the perfect... He has half Illinois, half Wisconsin accent. This is a phenomenon I've never seen before. And I don't think he's ever lived in Illinois, but he kind of says it seems like Rob Breckenridge. He's got that long A like you get down in Illinois.
Like Chicago.
Does the best Wisconsin accent ever, too. He's just an absolute blast.
I don't find him that funny.
See, I think he's funny, but kind of a jerk. So we're kind of...
Well, I don't think he's a jerk. I just don't think he's...
Conrad, keep I'm this. Kidding. Let's play this tomorrow with Rob. I'm serious. Rob will crack up.
Tell him I said hi.
Tim Wacko is like that. When you hang out with another comedian friend of ours, Tim Wacko, he will bet if he doesn't agree with someone politically or something like, he's a son of a... I love that guy. And then he'll... And then Tim will always close and go, he's a good guy, though. He's cool.
Good guy. He was a good guy. Good people.
Steve Segrin is my guest. You can check out his work at paintingsbysteveSegrin.com. He does great stuff, great portraits. Steve, are they portraits? I don't want to say the wrong thing. Are they? I know they're paintings.
Nah, I'm not good at portraits.
Is a portrait just with a person?
Yeah, be their face, you know, that kind of thing, you know.
All right.
But, yeah, I'm not that good at them. I mean, if somebody wanted me to paint a picture of them, I could probably do a good likeness of a human face, but it may not look like that person. So.
Nobody's ever come up to you and said, Steve, immortalize me, and then left happy. Left
no,
happy.
Not yet, anyway. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, before we let you get out of here, what are you watching, Steve? You got a good binge watch going on, or have you seen a good movie?
Yeah, well, yes, I, you know, it's funny, I was thinking today, what movie do I want to talk about? And I could tell you about a little film called, it's my favorite film from last year, by the way. It's called Ghostlight.
Oh, I haven't seen
it. It was directed by Kelly O'Sullivan, and it's shot in Waukegan.
Ooh.
And it's fantastic. It's great. It's just a little film, and it's, you can stream it. It's on Prime, so you can stream it.
Horror?
But it's
Is it a horror film?
No, it's a drama. It's about a construction worker who ends up doing Shakespeare with a community theater.
Oh, nice!
But it's you'd think it'd be like kind of a fish out of water thing.
Yeah.
Which it's not really. It's more of a about healing from grief.
Okay.
Through art.
Wow.
And it's very good. Very good. A really underrated movie that kind of, I thought for sure would be up for a SAG award, but it wasn't. But it's the only chance I get, I'm going to plug it because I think it's terrific. And the main actor, Keith Kupferer,
who's
another Chicago guy. Yeah, he's very good in it. And his whole family's in it. His daughter plays his daughter in the movie, and his wife plays his wife. So it's pretty.
Wow.
But it's very, very good. I think you'd like it if you saw it.
You know what I like about this film? I have it up on IMDb Pro right now. What I love about it is I don't really recognize anyone in the cast, and I love finding.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, I love finding movies where you could totally immerse yourself or lose yourself because you're not looking at movie stars. You know, they're just great actors.
Oh yeah,
love that.
Yeah, that's what I like. It's just a small movie, and it really kind of we put it on, it just kind of snuck up on me. I'm like, wow, this is really good. So
that's even better.
Yeah, so I wanted to plug that. But what awesome. I've been streaming, Nancy and I, my wife, my beautiful wife, we like to stream. For some reason, we got into like BBC police procedural stuff.
Oh yeah,
you know,
there's like, a lot of those,
like
yeah.
Shetland. Oh my God, and they're all about the same, you know. But I learned something though. See, once we discovered subtitles, then we started watching all this British stuff. Because then we can understand what they're saying. Right. Because there's two kinds of British accents. There's PBS British, and there's BBC British. PBS British, you can pretty much just watch, and it's no, you know. But BBC, you need subtitles because you can't understand what they're saying. So, but yeah, but
that's awesome.
We've been watching like Shetland and
I've heard that's good.
Hijack, right? Yeah. It's a little town in, I guess, where is that? Scotland? Shetland? Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, it's like an island, I think. But apparently a lot of crime happens there.
You don't want to visit there.
You never don't go there because apparently there's a lot of murders, a lot of drugs going through there.
Steve.
You know, like, remember,
go ahead.
No, you remember Sons of Anarchy?
Oh, yeah.
The motorcycle gang movie. Like, they were in some small town in Northern California.
Absolutely.
And everybody was going through there. The IRA was going through there. Nazis, the cartel. I mean, this is a small town of maybe 500 people.
Right under people's noses.
Right, I couldn't believe it.
Hey, buddy, thank you so much, Steve. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always so much fun to have you on. And
keep
selling those paintings, man. We'll do it again, I hope.
All right.
Okay, buddy. Right. Steve Segrin. Check out paintings by stevesegrin.com. Let's see if we can get through a couple more texts here. Tony the Trucker says, Pete, not sure of spelling or if this his name. Here goes. Father Guido Sarducci. Very nice. That's a great one. Bridget from the 818 says, Gilda Radner. So many funny characters. Iconic. Dave on the stream says, Goose Grease is the best. Talking about lubes, of course. Joseph on the stream says, Haters NYC character is Stefan. So good. Robert on the stream, love Dana Carvey as the church lady. All great stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much to Kristen Lyerly. Thank you to Steve Segrin. Tom from New Berlin says, Mr. Bill, we are so far behind. I apologize, texters. Tom also says, Siobhan was his name. I forgot. As usual, Conrad, I forgot what we were talking about when he texted that. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for all your texts. Great stuff. We'll be back tomorrow night to do this all again. On behalf of the lovable producer Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabe saying good night, Wisconsin.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The FBI says the Palm Springs Fertility Clinic bombing is the largest in Southern California's recent history. And CBS News has learned the bomb used was made of a powerful explosive chemical mixture. The blast encompassed a multi-block radius. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is there.
The suspect, 25-year-old Guy Edward Barkus, was killed in the explosion. A law enforcement official tells CBS News that investigators have found bomb-making materials inside the suspect's home in the community of 29 Palms. That's an hour's drive from the Palm Springs Clinic. They're also digging through his computers, phones, and online records.
A former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine says he does not believe a lengthy phone call between President Trump and Vladimir Putin will result in fruitful ceasefire negotiations with Ukraine.
Stephen Piper is now with the Center for International Security and Cooperation at Stanford University. He says